What's the crispy sprout?
The Brussels sprouts. We gotta get Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, we gotta get that.
It's time to hit the road. Jim and I are going on a tour to Chick-fil-A. Today we're trying out Truett's Chick-fil-A, a restaurant dedicated to the legacy of Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy. There are only three locations, and we're visiting the one in Stockbridge, Georgia. Buckle up.
Where are we going?
We're going to Chick-fil-A. It's actually Truett's Chick-fil-A. Huh?
And what makes Truett's Chick-fil-A different from a typical Chick-fil-A?
Well, let me just see. Just off the top of my head, it's designed to honor the legacy of Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy. There's actually, I won't read anymore. It's got family portraits, you know, photos and stuff like that in there. And there's some special items on the menu. And I'm not really sure because it doesn't really say what they are. It's like side items and stuff like that.
Didn't they say something about appetizers?
Appetizers. So, and you know, and we're starving. So I can't
wait. What kind of appetizers? Wait, let me guess. Chicken skewers.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt that. Well, maybe they're bringing back the coleslaw as one of the side items they talk about.
Did you call it coleslaw?
Okay, I might have thrown a D in there. Who knows?
I was going to say, do you know it's not coleslaw?
I do know that, yes. Okay. I can even spell this.
Okay.
Which is weird.
Good.
Don't ask me to.
Well, that would be interesting if they had something like coleslaw, which has been taken off the menu.
Which I was upset about.
Yes, and then if it lives on somewhere else, how happy would you be?
Very. Oh, my gosh, look at that piano. Sorry.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a really cool piano. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Has nothing to do with Chick-fil-A, though.
We are driving through an adorable downtown. Very historic. I believe this is McDonough. What do you think? Do you have any
ideas?
Oh, well, it's North McDonough Street.
So, yeah, it's quite quaint. Quite quaint, and I think we just passed through it.
Now it's over. Yeah. What does this say?
Historic Jonesboro.
Oh, Jonesboro. Okay.
Oh, my.
What's wrong?
Yeah, that's a first. Sorry.
I don't like the tone that you just took with that.
I shouldn't say that while you're driving.
What is this? Oh.
So, what?
Yeah, go ahead and read that sign.
That's all right.
We just passed a restaurant with a naughty name.
Yeah, we're not going there.
Mm-mm. And the sign is very outgoing.
Outgoing, yes.
Flamboyant.
Yeah.
And it caught my eye, but I couldn't read it. And then when I could, I realized it was kind of awkward. So, anyway.
Okay, yes.
So what are you going to order?
I don't know. I want to see what these special... I don't think you have a stop, do you? What are you doing?
I'm just being cautious.
I think...
You're distracted.
Yeah, there's that sign again. I don't know what they have to offer. I want to get something that I normally can't get. That's how I roll there, Allison.
Yeah. We're kind of riding blind here, but this is really marketed as a unique Chick-fil-A experience, so we're here for it.
Yeah. Hopefully the family's there. Maybe not.
I mean, I think you should set your expectations a little bit lower.
Yeah, it hasn't worked for me yet in life, so might as well lower it. All right, you're passing a cop. He says, put your microphone down.
Not getting pulled over. All
okay,
right,
we're good. Yeah.
Yep.
We're passing a school, too. Look at the kids.
Okay, so anyway, no matter what, you know it's going to be a quality grade A experience.
Yeah, how much longer?
I don't know. My friend keeps texting me, and it's covering up the...
Oh, it's 10 minutes. On all these side streets. Why isn't it like on a main highway?
It really is taking us, like, on the back roads. Yeah. Back roads of Georgia.
Some of it's nice. Some of it's not. Like, I wouldn't want to break down there. But other places are like, wow, this is really nice. Huh. And it changes like that.
That's true, because there's a deserted strip mall, which is always something that haunts me.
Yeah.
They're very spooky.
Don't shop there.
Deserted malls.
Mm-hmm. So right now there's nothing else to look at, so.
How about we take a break, and then when we come back, magically, we will be there.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
See you in 9 minutes.
You guys, we got some 5-star reviews. Check these out. Thompson Fam writes, love this podcast and the heart that is behind it. Beck Fam 8 wrote, just discovered this podcast and love it. My daughter has worked at CFA for 7 years. CFA has been life-changing for her. These stories on your podcast are amazing. Keep sharing the good news. And JD Dude wrote, I love Allison and Jim so much. Great communication, and you can see their hearts in every episode. Aw, thanks, guys. We really do love reading your feedback, so don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and we may just share yours on an upcoming episode.
All right, so are you ordering anything?
Yeah, aren't you?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. What are we ordering?
No.
Well, we'll have to ask them what the special item is.
I know the menu pretty well, and I don't see anything different. Do you?
Yeah, should we call them out? Appetizer. I don't know, but they will know.
Yeah.
The soup, that's normal. Which I've never had.
That's right.
No, I'm not going to have it right now either.
Is there anything on this menu that's not anywhere else?
There it is. Wait, what's the crispy sprout?
The Brussels sprouts.
We gotta get Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, we gotta get that. It sounds healthy.
I would like some fried okra as well. Anything else on that list you want to try? Because we may not be back here for a really long time.
The sweet potato souffle.
Souffle.
Oh,
okay.
My dad loves that one.
Yes, then I do too. I'll get my little...
Are we missing anything you think that we shouldn't leave without trying?
Maybe the mac and cheese.
Well, they have that at the other ones, don't they? Okay.
Yeah. You're trying to push it, aren't you?
Can I have a name to order?
Jim. All right, you ready for it? All right.
Is this place pretty new?
Yes.
New.
I think they remodeled about a year ago. So, yeah, it used to be a dwarf house. Yeah, so it's definitely
a great house. Ah.
Cool. Thank you. We just got the trifecta of special items. Jim is diving into the Brussels sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Very good.
Chick-fil-A can do Brussels sprouts?
Mm-hmm.
I want to try the Brussels sprouts. Oops.
Mm. Oh, man, you're making a mess.
Mmm.
Hmm? Man. My whole world is turned upside down. It wasn't a big world, though. You're speechless.
Those are amazing. Mm-hmm. I would actually... probably order those over, like, the fries sometimes.
This and a kale salad? You're fit for life.
I'm going to try the sweet potato souffle, which Jim claims his local Chick-fil-A has. I've never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. It's like a dessert.
Yeah, my son orders this. Could be just our place, a little test area. I don't know. Or maybe my son is just onto something that I don't know about.
It's really good. Like, really good. But, again, this tastes more like a dessert. There's probably a lot of sugar in it, Jim.
Oh, fine. You just want the whole thing.
I know you're trying not to eat sugar.
All right.
In fact, I'm certain the stuff on top of that is brown sugar.
I'm moving on to the okra. What? That tastes like...
okra?
Okra.
It's really good.
Very good. It's standard, like those places, but very good.
It's a very southern thing, the fried okra.
Yeah, can I eat now?
Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
Wow, that was tasty. I'm definitely coming back for more Brussels sprouts. Something I never thought I'd say as a child. Oh, and by the way, just between you and me, do not tell Allison. But yeah, that sweet potato souffle, I was wrong. It's not at our Chick-fil-A. My son gets it at another restaurant. Not a fast food restaurant, but another restaurant. Looks just like it. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old. We hope you enjoy traveling with us to Truett's Chick-fil-A in Stockbridge, Georgia, the latest stop on our tour to Chick-fil-A.
If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.